Off the Ball. GAA.
I thought Patrick Doyle could have saved that. It was straight at him, but like there was some ferocity of the shot, especially when you watch it live. The replay makes it look worse from the goalkeeper's perspective.
Yeah, it does.
But live, that's a thunder bastard.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Irish football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
Karen Ward, Women's National Team Manager. Your squad is being announced today ahead of the doubleheader against Poland.
Yep.
Firstly, before we look ahead to that, how excited are you to maybe kind of, I don't want to say right the wrongs from the last two games, two incredibly tough opponents, but two tough defeats to take in the last couple of minutes in both. How excited are you to right that wrong?
Yeah, I think I'm glad you said you didn't want to use the words right the wrong, because we were excellent, you know, and I think that there's some really positive things that we can continue to build on. I think that I would argue there wasn't too much wrong with the performance, other than, you know, there's a few moments that we need to tidy up on. But look, we've shown we can compete with the very best in the world, and that's really important that we use that.
Does it show maybe the quality, and we know we've moved up to the Nations League game now, that France can bring Mallard off the bench with 20-odd minutes to go, and it's the same in the Dutch game with 8 minutes to go and Berensi scores, just the quality difference that you're up against now?
Yeah, but we know what we're up against, and we love that underdog mentality. We love the attitude of, you know, I don't think anybody gives us a chance. And I remind the players of that, you know. There's not many people around the world that maybe give us a chance apart from us within. We have a belief, we have an energy, we have a togetherness that can certainly push and drive us forward. And I think, you know, the nation can see that as well, you know. And I think that what the girls are starting to produce is something to be proud of.
We know obviously the result that Poland got against the Netherlands, but would it be fair to say these were the two games maybe that Ireland would have been targeting for 4 to 6 points coming into the campaign?
Look, me being me, I'm ambitious, right? So I target points in every game, and I think we'd be naive to, out of six games, just to focus on two. Every single game is important. Of course, these two games, we want to get points, but we want to get points from Netherlands and France in the final two as well. So we have to continue to work hard. Poland are a very good side. They've shown that. I've been really impressed with them. I was impressed with them in the Euros, but the way they played, particularly against the Netherlands, I think they've got a lot of threats. They've got one of the best players in the world in Payor, and you know, she scored again a double in midweek against Real Madrid, so we know what we're up against. But look, we want to take points as quickly as possible.
You obviously have the tie in Gdansk, which a lot of Irish fans remember from the men's national team, playing there Euro 2012, but you have the prospect of playing at the Aviva Stadium as well in the home game. How excited are you for that?
Yeah, I love it there. I really do. The players love it there, the energy that the fans bring, and you know, the fans have been coming out of their numbers, and they've just been unbelievable, and it's very different. I love it. But we're going to need that. We're going to need exactly the same as, you know, when we played Belgium, they came out in the numbers, and, you know, you've seen the nation captured once again recently, and I think we need everybody. And I've said it quite a lot recently. We need to pack out the Aviva. We need to do what we can to get as many people there. And the players will thrive on that.
Some of the players, if we look at the squad that's included today, obviously the big one is Denise, is able to come back in after missing the game in the Netherlands. We know you've called her a world-class player time and time again. It must be brilliant to have her back available again.
She is world-class, you know, she really is. She's someone I admired before working with her, and then working with her, you actually realise just how good she is and what she can do on and off the pitch. To have Denise back is absolutely huge for us.
Young Eva Brennan is called up as well for a squad from Bohemians.
Yeah.
What have you seen from her to warrant this place in the squad?
Yeah, look, I think when I first came in, the development squad had a game, I think last February it was, and that game she stood out. And I kept saying, for the next couple of days, I kept talking to the technical staff about Ava, and I said, she's got something, you know. I won't say who, but I think she plays like a, quite similarly to a top WSL player. And I said, she does the basics really, really well. I've watched her a lot since. You know, we were close to calling her up for a previous camp in the friendly window before Christmas. But I think the under-19s had a big game, and that was important. But I'd like to see her in this environment, because when I say there's not many players that do the basics brilliant, and I know that's, you know, she's playing in the League of Ireland, which we know isn't a full-time league as yet. But I'd like to see if she can do that at this level.
I suppose it goes show as well, obviously you've not been afraid to call up League of Ireland players before, and it's happened again now with an 18-year-old, so there is that clear pathway from playing here to the national team.
Yeah, look, it's a big jump. Look, let's really be honest. The League of Ireland international football is absolutely huge. You know, it's a young, you know, young league. It's something that's developing all the time. So we have to be realistic. You know, international football, you see a lot of, you know, can so-and-so get picked and called up. We have to be, you know, realistic. We've called up a number of players and it's tough. It's really tough. It's tough for, you know, any player to step into international football, let alone, you know, part-time players. So we also have to be careful with that, make sure that, you know, the right wraparound support is in place. You know, we've spoke with Ava this week with the performance team, with the medical team, you know, to make sure we're understanding what that looks like and how that might change coming in. But with all League of Ireland players, you know, we're constantly looking, but then there has to be that level of full support to make sure that they're ready.
You mentioned the medical team there, and we've a couple of players who are slight injury doubts coming into this camp, Chloe Mustaki and Jess Stapleton, to name a few. How confident are you that they'll be fit for the two games?
Yeah, we won't know until later on, but, you know, you can't leave them out before they've had the scans, and you know that'll take place later today. So yeah, there's question marks obviously on the three of them, but you know, Chloe, we're hopeful, and then Lily and Jesse will assess later today.
Thanks, Carla.
Thank you.
Irish football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.